It's an extraordinary session of the Committee of Chief of Defence Staff in Abidjan to evaluate the report of a technical mission that just came back from Mali. And part of the process of helping us to determine the requirements for the deployment in Mali.
Under what circumstances will ECOWAS deploy its standby force to Mali?
A decision has already been taken that an ECOWAS force will be deployed in Mali. A decision has been taken by it, and it is that decision that we're looking at in terms of preparations that will enable us to deploy. That decision was taken, of course, as you recall, at the summit of Vigilant Leaders since the crisis began. And we are hoping that the government in that country will officially invite us, which is for the legal basis to be able to participate there. But don't forget, while that requirement is there, there's also the situation. If we find ourselves, the regional security architecture gives us some latitude to be able to intervene when we find situations that would contribute to the instability in the region. So those two circumstances are there. If we're invited by a legitimate government, which in this case we are expecting, if indeed we're not invited, but in the opinion of regional leaders, it is determined that the situation there is so grave as to portend danger for the rest of the region. Those two situations, of course, we can intervene. But in this particular case, to respond to your question, we have asked the government to do the proper thing, and the proper thing is to invite the ECOWAS to be there so that at least there will be a basis that we're in. I've read reports that suggest that the Prime Minister, there is a roadmap that has been developed by the government, roadmap for restoring constitutional government there, which has been shared with, according to reports, which has been shared with the relevant authorities, the mediator for the process. We're hoping that at least that requirement, with that out of the way, if it turns out to be, at the end of the day, we'll look at it and we think that can be the basis for the process, the political process, to run its full course in that country. Of course, that's like one requirement, but you appreciate that the situation in Northern Mali, which is the basis for the deployment of the intended deployment of the ECOWAS standby force. And then, so we'll just see how it goes.
Is ECOWAS pleased with the speed by which the Malian interim administration is putting together a coalition government as suggested by ECOWAS?
At the last summit in Ouagadougou of the contact group on Mali, if you recall, there was a deadline that was given because we believe that within the context of that deadline, it should be possible for them to reach some form of arrangement that will ensure an inclusive government so that we don't have a polity that is divided. That deadline is still what we're working on. I believe the government is still within that deadline for forming the government of national unity. The earlier the better, because the challenge that is confronting the country is quite massive, the challenge of the situation in the north. And we need to resolve the little political issues that will enable us to now be able to work together to confront the challenge in the north, so that we don't confront it as in splinters. We'll confront it as a cohesive government of Mali, not as a government of Mali with opposition and then all kinds of distractions. We want to confront them as a monolithic government working together to confront the challenge that is in the north.